Truthspresso, Episode 0.
Face it, we all would rather sleep in this morning. That's why God gave us espresso, to kickstart our zombified corpses into hyperdrive. And now, giving your mind and soul the morning shot of truth it craves. This is Truthspresso with Daniel Minnick.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you may be listening. This is Truthspresso and the host of Truthspresso, Daniel Minnick. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, and for this very first episode of Truthspresso, actually episode 0, the introduction to this podcast, I will tell you a little bit about me so you get to know me a little bit as your host. I will also give you 3 reasons for why I would like to start this podcast. First of all, again, my name is Daniel Minnick. I am happily married as of this recording. I am very near having been married for 10 years. I am married to my first wife, and actually the very first girlfriend I've ever had became my wife. And with my wife, we have 3 kids currently and 1 on the way. So that's a little bit about me, and now let me get into why Truthspresso, why this podcast? Well, for starters, number one, podcasting is cool and where it's at. So I am very much a podcast aficionado. I listen to quite a few podcasts while I'm at work. I am a software developer by trade, and as I am developing software, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm actually developing. Now, don't ask me how I do that, but I believe it makes me very productive, and I kind of learn by osmosis as I'm listening to various types of podcasts. Some of them talk about the current news. Some of them get into political topics. Some of them talk about U.S. history. Other ones are actually Christian podcasts. So that's another thing, another tidbit about yours truly, is that I am a devout Christian. Now, this podcast is not necessarily going to be about Christian topics per se, although sometimes that will come up, as I will get into a little bit later. But the reason that I am starting this podcast is I would like to dive deep into where it's at. I want to become part of what I listen to. I want to build an audience just like I am the audience of other people's podcasts. So I'm going to look a little bit at a cool website called podcastinsights.com. And in the show notes, I'll have the link to the statistics that I'm going to present. Now, from the podcastinsights.com website, it gives some very interesting statistics about what makes podcasting so cool. Just how popular is podcasting? Well, according to Podcast Insights, 51% of the U.S. population has listened to a podcast. And these are 2019 statistics. These are statistics for this year, and as of this recording, we have just completed the first quarter of the year. We are getting toward the first half of the year, so 51% of the U.S. population has listened to a podcast this year, but according to Podcast Insights, this is up from 44% in 2018. So 2019 is a year of very strong growth for podcast exposure. So that is one good reason why I would like to get my feet wet and pretty much dive headfirst in and become part of the cool crowd. So not only do 51% of the U.S. population listen to podcasts, 22% of these podcast listeners happen to listen to podcasts while driving places. And although Podcast Insights does not specifically say where, I would guess that for the most part, these are people driving to work. I mean, I'm one of those. I like to listen to podcasts and even YouTube videos on my phone while I'm driving to work. I mean, instead of radio, sometimes people want to listen to their favorite content on demand. And radio is kind of becoming somewhat obsolete. It's becoming more of a niche for a lot of people because podcasts allow you to time shift. They allow you to download or otherwise queue up your favorite content from your favorite show and listen to it when you want. And so for Truthspresso, the aim of this podcast is to wake you up with some really cool truth, sometimes very practical truth. It's like getting your espresso in the morning, but it's espresso for your mind, not like a coffee espresso that's that jump starts your body. I would like this podcast to be the equivalent of espresso for the mind. So it's a way to wake up in the morning. But of course, there's no way to police that. I don't expect that everyone has to listen to Truthspresso while driving to work in the morning. You can listen to it whenever you want to, and you can download a bunch of episodes once this podcast takes off and be able to binge listen to it at any time. Maybe even if it just happened to be the thing that would actually do the opposite and put you to sleep, then maybe you can listen to it and it'll help you go to sleep. Now, I hope that wouldn't speak badly, that the content of this podcast would be boring, but whatever floats your boat. So, with Podcast Insights, 51% listen to a podcast, up from 44% just last year. That is amazing. And 22% listen while driving to work. That is a good reason for me to start a podcast, and I would like to recommend those of you who are listening right now, this is episode zero. This shows that I am just starting off. Maybe you think that maybe you might want to start a podcast. So I think it would be a really cool thing if this venture for me actually encourages listeners to go out and start their own podcasts. So what's another reason that podcasting is cool and where it's at? Well, another reason is that it requires no formal skills or certifications. You don't have to go to college and get a major in podcasting to start a podcast. And you also don't need to take a test and get a passing grade on it and get an official certification to start a podcast. The sky is the limit, and anyone can start a podcast. In fact, there are very young children who their parents encourage to start a podcast, and they talk about their favorite shows or their favorite toys, and they can garner an audience. They can become very successful. And so if an 8-year-old can start a podcast, then why can't I, or even why can't you? Another reason is that there is a very low barrier to entry. There are little upfront costs. In fact, all you really need for starters, I mean, on the very low end, if you have a smartphone, your smartphone has a microphone and you can actually just talk into it. And then there are services such as Anchor that are geared toward recording podcasts on your phone. You can just talk into your phone, upload it to Anchor, and away you go. Now, there are different levels of quality, but the barrier to entry is very low. You can start a podcast for chump change. I mean, you can even start a rather high-quality podcast with good enough equipment for as little as $100 or even less. Now that is awesome. So another reason why to start a podcast and why Truthspresso is that dedication and consistency can build an audience. So that is my hope. That is my hope and joy, that if I can garner an audience, that I can present some really cool, truthful, jump-starting content for this podcast, that I can just continue to be dedicated and be consistent. My plan is to release an episode every week. Now, you know, things can come up and can cause, you know, really bad things can come up unexpectedly, and maybe I might end up skipping a week here or there. It could be possible that I can find some more free time and get some bonus episodes, but my hope is that I can be dedicated and consistent enough to be able to build an audience by targeting one episode per week. So there is no need to audition for a gig to start a podcast. You don't need to go to a recording booth. You don't need to go to a theater and hope to be selected by auditioning your voice. It's all up to you. You can produce the content you want and attract the desired audience. And then based on building the content you want, over time you can build a brand that can sell. So that's what I hope to accomplish, and perhaps I'm wetting your whistle a little bit to think about starting your own podcast. So, to recap, number one, the reason for this podcast is that podcasting is cool and I want to be part of the hip crowd. Number two reason for why this podcast, why Truthspresso? I would like to provide good, clean, family-friendly content. There are tens, if not hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there right now with dedicated listeners, but unfortunately for me, being a very devout Christian, sometimes I have to put up with podcasts that, you know, can sneak in some lewd comments, some swearing, and, you know, I'm not going to be super judgmental, you know, to people. They're, you know, they have their own tastes. I don't really agree with being like that, but since I am creating this podcast, and since I am a Christian, that is what I am about. Good, clean content. Now, I could get into discussing content that is targeted toward adults, but especially when we get into really tough topics in the political arena. But what I am about is trying to present things in a way where there's no cussing, no profanity, and no edgy humor on my part. I will try my best to make the episodes of Truthspresso as clean and as family-friendly as I can get. Another reason for providing a good, clean, family-friendly content for this podcast is that it broadens the scope of the audience. In fact, there are advocates of family-friendly content who go to Hollywood, and they make the case that Hollywood, if you would like to make more money, you want a broader audience. You want the appeal to be to both parents, to both adults and to children alike. Now, if you're, you know, sometimes Hollywood likes to produce raunchy films that target certain adults only, but that really shrinks the audience down, and that's why you don't see lots and lots of movies at the movie theater that are really rated XXX. And so, really, the more family-friendly content Hollywood produces, the more money they make. And so I think it's a very good idea to broaden the scope of the audience by producing content that actually is safe to listen to for parents, adults, and children alike. So number one, podcasting is cool. Number two, I'm providing good, clean, family-friendly content. And number three, I would like to tackle challenging topics and make them palatable. You know, sometimes challenging topics are presented with challenging language, and sometimes they're very difficult to grasp. Also, sometimes challenging topics are presented in a way to turn people off. And so I know that, you know, Truthspresso is not going to please everyone. Every time I address a topic that is challenging, I am guaranteed that there are going to be listeners that are not going to like the position I take. But I am hoping to try my very best that if I take a position on a topic, that I will present it at least in a gentlemanly manner. Now, I will be firm as I can be, but I would like to not be accused of being in your face and be having a bad attitude about it. So I plan to tackle topics that are challenging, and I want to make them as palatable and as understandable as possible. So what are these topics that I would like to tackle in Truthspresso? So first of all, political topics. I did mention that briefly earlier. I will be addressing political topics from a Christian and conservative or libertarian perspective. In fact, I would consider myself, my views, quite libertarian. Not libertine. Do not confuse libertarian with libertine. Libertine basically believes that, you know, there really is no morality. Libertarian just simply has to do with the role of government. And to put it quite bluntly, I am a very hardcore constitutionalist, at least in the sense that I believe that if someone puts his hand on the Bible and swears to defend and uphold the Constitution, then I believe that the duty of that politician is to carry out the duties of the office in accord with the original intent, the understanding of the founders as they framed the Constitution, not even necessarily how a court in the 21st century interprets the Constitution. So I am very conservative and very libertarian from a Christian perspective on how I will address political topics. So I know that some of you listening might be turned off right now, but perhaps if you just want to endure a little bit, listen to a few episodes, and just, you know, at least be open-minded and think about things for a little bit. You know, we can be free to disagree, and as I intend not to be nasty in any way, I would appreciate, you know, but I will not police any kind of comments or, you know, directed toward me. You're free to disagree with me. That's fine. So I will address political topics from that perspective. I will be provocative with some topics, but certainly try not to be nasty. Another set of topics will be personal finance topics. Now, I am not a financial advisor. I am a layperson. I mean, I did major in computer science. Well, technically, my major was in business with a concentration in computer science. So I had to take a few business classes. I had to take business statistics and accounting and stuff like that. So, I mean, I have a little bit of knowledge, but in no way am I a certified financial advisor. So when I address things, I will be gathering resources from experts, and I will comment on them, and I will present them, you know, basically as a wake-up call. But in no way am I arguing that I am a financial expert. I'll let my sources do the talking. So some of these personal finance topics might involve how to avoid hemorrhaging money. You know, there are little habits that we might get into and not really realize it, that you know, they don't seem much. They're just nickel and dime issues. But as they nickel and dime us over quite a while, we might realize that, you know, we just blew a lot of retirement savings. We just blew away the opportunity, if we had so desired, to buy a brand new car with that money from that we could have saved by just getting out of habits that really just pour out our money. I would also like to, in personal finance topics, I would like to present some episodes geared toward a young person's guide to career planning, and particularly in the next few episodes, I'm going to get into advice for college students, particularly best suited for high kids in high school and those who are graduating high school who are thinking about college. And as someone who went to college way back in 1998 through 2003, I think I have the expertise to be at least be able from experience to talk about college advice. So, you know, maybe if you're getting ready for college and you're graduating from high school, you know, you might want to keep an open mind, because I believe that the next episode, the next actually three or so, even more than three episodes, are going to be geared toward really making sure that you know what you're doing when you're getting into college. So political topics are going to address personal finance topics, and then finally, religious topics. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Well, you know, I'll deal with some things from a Christian perspective, but I might even get to some really interesting tidbits from church history. You know, sometimes, you know, not only do secular people, you know, say an atheist, they might look a little bit at church history, you know, if you're trying to argue against Christianity, but a lot of, you know, Protestant evangelical Christians don't look much at church history, and there are some things that would blow away even, you know, Lord of the Rings or Hobbit or Narnia or, you know, Game of Thrones fans. You know, I've never seen Game of Thrones myself, but I've heard that there's a lot of people who are interested in Game of Thrones. But there are some things that are humorous. There are some things that are very intriguing in church history. So I might even get into a little of that, because as history repeats itself, sometimes we don't want to fall into the trap of something that has already been covered in history that people learn from. So I might look at some lesser known or understood teachings from church history just to show how I am as a Christian and how I think, because I'm not just a pew-warming Christian. Sometimes I teach at my church, and sometimes I actually debate with people on the internet, and I argue very detailed things. So I might present some of those, probably more in the future. So that's why I'm starting Truth Espresso. Because podcasting is cool, so I can provide good, clean, family-friendly content, and so that I could tackle some challenging topics that I really hope will live up to the Truth Espresso name, that it can get us wake up in the morning like a good shot of Joe for your mind. So, until episode one.
Thank you for waking up with Truth Espresso. Good morning, and God bless your day.
Hey friends, Daniel Minnick here again. If you liked waking up to this episode of Truth Espresso, I would really appreciate it if you would rate it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever application you use to listen to Truth Espresso.